SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
With just 100 days to go until the Paris Olympic Games, details of the opening ceremony are being questioned. An event has been held to mark the beginning of the 100-day countdown, hosted by Paris 2024 President Tony Estanguet and French Sports Minister Amélie Oudéa-Castéra hosting. But questions have been raised over the planned location of the opening ceremony. Mr. Estanguet says he's confident the ceremony will centre on the Seine River.
The message of the French President Emmanuel Macron was very strong. He explained again that we have a very strong ambition with Paris 2024 to deliver this unique project of an opening ceremony on the River Seine in Paris Centre. And of course, we are preparing all the details of the delivery of this event with a contingency plan to adapt to any context of could happen in France at this moment. But definitely, it was very strong and clear that the project we want to deliver is the opening ceremony on the River Seine.
Organisers have planned a parade of about 10,500 athletes through the heart of the French capital on boats on the Seine along a 6-kilometre route on July 26th. But France is on high security alert ahead of the Games, which are expected to draw millions of visitors to the country. Government officials and French athletes have acknowledged the concerns over the opening ceremony, which will attract over 100 world leaders. President of the French National Olympic Committee, David Lepatillon, insists preparations for the parade on the Seine are aware of security risks and should go ahead as planned.
The situation worldwide is quite complicated with the war in Ukraine, with the situation in Gaza, Israel and Iran, with terrorist attack. We can see that everywhere in the world. So, of course, it's normal that the government is trying to see all the options on the table, but the clear option is to have the opening ceremony on the Seine River. I'm sure it will be a great success.
Organisers say there are unspecified contingency plans in place in which organisers will adapt to any circumstances which might arise. Meanwhile, a large-scale eviction of migrants has been carried out by police at an abandoned office building in the south of the capital. The building had been home to up to 450 migrants, most of them documented but awaiting social housing. Charities have accused authorities of seeking to clear homeless people from the French capital to make it look better for the Games. Minister Oudéa-Castéra says it's coincidental.
What I want to emphasise is that it has nothing to deal with the Olympics. These policies, they were implemented before the Games, they will be implemented after the Games, and we want to handle those difficult situations with the best possible humanity. This is why we work with, you know, all the associations. We really want to make things as fair as they can be. But again, I am the Minister for Sports and the Olympic Games, and it has nothing to see with the Olympics.
The Olympic Games have also faced criticism over a perceived lack of diversity at the torch ceremony. Speaking from Olympia in Greece for the lighting of the Olympic flame, Tony Estanguet has defended the Games, saying diversity is a priority for the event.
I was moved by this moment of tradition where everything began 2,800 days years ago, and it was part of the tradition, and I respect the tradition. It's also very important, but definitely I can confirm that for Paris we will be very involved and engaged in the diversity. It will be the first Games ever gender equal in the history, and definitely we are also very involved in this gender equality.
Kira Hain, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.